The paradox of long-term growth. Why short-term sacrifice is essential for meaningful impact. A delicate balance of stakeholder interests is at the heart of any thriving company. Shareholders, customers, banks, employees, suppliers, and governments all have their priorities. However, to achieve meaningful impact and long-term growth that fosters overall health, each of these stakeholders must be willing to sacrifice a portion of their short-term interests. This is our paradox. Sustainable success and meaningful impact demand short-term lenience for the greater good, to leave a better world behind than when we found it. Shareholder. Sacrificing dividend for meaningful growth. Shareholders often seek to maximize profits, extracting as much value as possible from the company. Yet, to achieve long-term goals, they must extract less. Reinvesting profits into long-term strategies, such as innovation, sustainable practices, and human development, requires a conscious shift away from immediate returns. This shift isn't about forsaking profit, but recognizing that growth and meaningful impact take time, and lasting value comes from patience. Customers. Investing in a healthier future. For customers, the priority is often obtaining quality products at the lowest possible price. But to empower companies to invest in meaningful impact and long-term growth, customers, too, must contribute, perhaps by paying just a bit more. Imagine the impact of a 5% premium, channeled into sustainable practices or research that benefits society as a whole. That slight shift could foster innovation that drives broader value, promoting both societal and environmental health. Employees. Investing in career longevity over immediate pay. Employees are often focused on maximizing their career and short-term compensation. While understandable, slightly lower wages today allow companies to direct more resources toward long-term strategies that promote organizational stability, growth, and ultimately, better career opportunities in the future. This balancing act ensures employees' long-term success is aligned with the company's vision. Banks and lenders, redefining interest for the greater good. Banks, driven by the need to satisfy their own shareholders, aim to maximize returns on loans. But if financial institutions were to reduce interest rates slightly, they would create more room for companies to invest in long-term strategies. This isn't about disregarding profit. It's about adjusting expectations in the short term to create lasting, stable returns over time, contributing to the overall health of the economy and society. Governments, enabling responsible growth. Governments, in their pursuit of maximizing tax revenue, could slightly reduce tax burdens on companies to enable long-term growth. Lowering taxes by a small margin allows businesses to reinvest in areas like research, innovation, and sustainable practices that benefit the broader economy in the long run. Such lenience fosters a healthier business ecosystem and future tax revenue growth. Shared Value Networks, SVNs, moving beyond supply chains. SVNs go far beyond traditional supply chains, which involve only one key stakeholder, suppliers. They also supersede lobbying networks, tax evasion groups, and other interest groups, as SVNs aim to foster collaboration that transcends individual agendas. SVNs even surpass the company's interests, focusing on the greater good. By promoting cooperation across all stakeholder groups, shared value networks encourage long-term, meaningful impact that benefits society as a whole. Building on trust and transparency. For long-term growth to be truly effective, the process must be built on trust, strong relationships across all stakeholders, and transparency, guided by robust governance. The current governance framework, primarily representing shareholders, is insufficient. We need a transparent and unbiased reporting body that equally represents all stakeholders' interests. Only then can we ensure that decisions are made for the greater good, not just for short-term gains or the benefit of one group. The collective sacrifice for long-term, meaningful impact. Every stakeholder, shareholders, customers, employees, banks, suppliers, or governments, needs to give a little. This collective lenience grants companies the freedom to pursue long-term strategies that create more than just financial wealth. It enables them to invest in healthier economies, societies, and environments. It allows experimentation, collaboration, and growth in ways that lead to shared value and meaningful impact for all. The path forward: prioritizing overall health and longevity. True long-term growth is about more than financial success. It's about creating a healthy business ecosystem that supports economic stability, environmental resilience, and human well-being. To make this possible, stakeholders must understand the company's long-term vision and support its journey. The goal is equitable profit distribution and responsible growth, creating a future where financial growth is aligned with societal and environmental health. The paradox is simple. Long-term growth and meaningful impact require us to sacrifice short-term interests. If all stakeholders agree to give just a little, we can collectively leap into long-term growth, where everyone benefits. The time to shift from short-term extraction to long-term impact is now. Let's embrace this paradox and create room for sustainable, meaningful growth and overall health for the greater good. Continue reading. Navigating Modern Business Complexities with the Round Map Framework. The 19th of October, 2024. Adapt or become obsolete. That is the stark choice businesses face today. Conventional strategies that once guaranteed success no longer suffice amid rapid globalization, technological disruptions. Introducing the Thrive Cycle, a new blueprint for sustainable growth. The 10th of June, 2024. Today's business success can no longer be measured by short-term profits alone. Companies are called upon to take responsibility for their actions toward shareholders and the triad of shared value networks, shared value principles, value orchestration, and network orchestration. The 10th of January, 2024. Building long-term, sustainable growth requires more than just orchestrating value or networks. While the value orchestration lifecycle ensures the creation and adaptation of value, and how the value orchestration lifecycle empowers leaders to continuously build for the future. The 29th of September, 2024. In a world facing mounting challenges, social inequality, environmental degradation, and short-termism in business, organizations must evolve to thrive. The value orchestration lifecycle offers a transformative approach. Value orchestration lifecycle, a blueprint for sustainable impact. The 25th of September, 2024. In a world where complexity and change are the only constants, traditional approaches to value creation, such as Porter's value chain theory, no longer suffice. Ethical prosperity, navigating the path to sustainable and equitable growth. The 25th of September, 2024. What does it mean to achieve prosperity in an ethical way? As leaders, we are often caught between the need to grow and the responsibility. Peter Drucker's most profound lesson extended, aligning strengths beyond shareholder value. The 22nd of September, 2024. Peter Drucker once stated that a leader's most important role is to align strengths within an organization, making its weaknesses irrelevant. Indeed, focusing on the dualism of impact, amplification and mitigation in shared value networks. The 17th of September, 2024. The concept of shared value networks achieving both impact amplification and impact mitigation captures businesses' dual responsibility in today's world. It's about amplifying positive outcomes, unleashing shared value, overcoming corporate isolationism to build sustainable networks. The 13th of September, 2024. Why aren't businesses working together to bring about real change and make a genuine impact? At the heart of the issue is corporate isolationism, a phenomenon. Letter from ChatGPT, a legacy of thoughtful innovation that will inspire future generations. The 9th of September, 2024. In the early days of science, scholars often exchanged letters to engage intellectually and share their discoveries, fostering a deep sense of camaraderie and mutual. Rethinking organizational structures, the emergence of shared value networks. The 9th of July, 2024. Today, I had an enlightening conversation with my good friend and chair of the advisory board, Hank Koopmans, that reshaped my perspective on organizational collaboration. Building shared value networks with Roundmap, a blueprint for ethical and sustainable success. The 9th of February, 2024. As the business landscape evolves, the need for purpose-driven, interconnected strategies has never been more pressing. Shared Value Networks, SVNs, offer a transformative approach to. Author Edwin Corver View All Posts.